Good morning. Are we live?
Yes, sir.
Oh, but there you go. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Huh? What? I got a speaker here, so.
I know. That's why I said it
low. Oh. Hey, man. Good morning, and God bless you in the name of Jesus. What an honor to be in the house of the Lord on the day that we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the, if you have been a part of the Hebrew class, you'll understand that today is also the eighth day. And Christ rose and began a new covenant. And today we celebrate, Sundays we celebrate our King. That's why we come together on Sunday, to celebrate the rising of our King. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Amen. And so another Sunday we get to celebrate Jesus Christ our Lord. And also we have communion planned for today before prayer is over. We plan communion. So if you don't have the communion wine or juice that we typically have at church, you can use water, because God is the living water. And if you don't have the unleavened bread, you can use piece of white bread, or just a piece of bread or a cracker or something, because God is the bread of life. Amen. So don't trip if you don't have all the stuff that you are accustomed to when you are actually going to the church. If you have it in your home, amen, we'll pray over it, and God bless. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so I do want to pray. Where's my paper? Amen. I had a, oh, can you hand me that? Yes, that one's sticking up there. Amen. It's, thank you. Kentucky governor, at least 70 people feared dead in the storms. They said, from what I gathered on yesterday, there were 8 tornado emergencies, which means that there were actually tornadoes on the ground. They were actually in, and it, from what I understand, it covered like 4 states. These different tornado activity covered 4 states, and it just leveled a lot of ground. They said it just leveled ground. And people have died, lost their lives because of this, whether it was directly from the tornado, or it was the after effect, or whatever the case is. And so we have members in these places. And so we don't want to just pray for our members, but we want to pray for everyone, their homes, their lives, their businesses, their livelihoods that have been disrupted because of this thing. Amen. And we just want to pray that the Lord will protect his people, and that the Lord will continue to watch over. So can I get, if you can just stand up, and we're going to pray for Kentucky and all the places that were affected by this weather pattern, these tornadoes and things. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence with thanksgiving, and we enter into your courts with praise, and we are thankful unto you, and we bless your name, for you are good. Your mercies are everlasting, and your truth endure to all generations. Father, we're praying for every person, every family, every business, every believer, especially every believer that has been affected by the travesty of these storms and these tornadoes. Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would heal, and that you would deliver those that are in need. And we're especially, Lord, praying for the household of faith, because you told us to have a special love for the household of faith. We're praying for all those that were affected, but especially, Lord, for those that are members of the body of Christ, for those that are that know you, for those that have a working relationship with you, for those that are in love with you. Father, we're praying that you would restore them. We're praying that you would heal them, those that need healing, and give provisions to those that need provisions, Father, whatever is necessary to deliver them from this that has happened. Father, we're asking, and if there are any sins, forgive them of any sins and move them into a place where they will hear your voice. We're asking for complete healing, restoration, and forgiveness for all that were affected. Father, we're praying that you would enter into that atmosphere and bless those that are in need. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. We, if you are a member, we want to help however we can. We don't really know how to help in this situation because we're not connected with anything like Red Cross and UNICEF. Good morning, Zoe. We're not connected to any of those official global organizations because, for one, we don't really know enough about them and we don't know who we can trust. We don't want to send your money to somebody that has nothing to do with what we want it done for. Y'all understand? And so, but what we are asking that if you are a member of this body, of this church, and you need help, can you reach out to us, if at all possible, and let us know what we can do to help, whatever we can do. We may only, your need may be so great, we may only be able to just pray for your situation. But we'll do whatever we can do. I mean, we can't rebuild your house, right, but we can buy you dinner. Amen. We can help you get some Pampers or something. It's whatever the Lord lead us to do. So if you are a member of this house and you've been affected by this, we'll do what we can. But let us know. And at the very least, the soldiers of Christ will be praying with you and for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. So what do you have? What do we have first? Do we have very many?
We do.
We
do?
We have
six.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
Good morning, soldier.
So our first prayer is from Amber.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking for prayer for Pastor Joey, who has been hospitalized with COVID pneumonia. And so she's asking for prayer for full recovery.
Yes. Amen. Is that our Amber?
No.
No. Okay. Because there's
our Amber, her pastor's
husband.
Yes,
passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we want to make sure that we keep them lifted up. This Amber, say it again.
Oh, wait, there's an update. He's actually, before we could pray, he's already home.
Oh, praise the Lord.
He was discharged. He still needs prayer for complete recovery, but he is home.
Amen. Well, let's pray for his complete recovery. Oh, y'all can sit down. I was going to say, y'all can sit down if you want to. We're going to pray for his complete recovery. Amen. Does she give his name?
Pastor Joey.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, anoint my hands, please. Amen. Pastor Joey. That sounds like a fun name. Pastor Joey, that sounds like a fun name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for Amber's Pastor Joy, who has been released from the hospital, but still needs to be full recovery from the pneumonia and stuff. Pneumonia, that ain't no joke. Pneumonia, it could take you, how long to recover from pneumonia?
Let's see, it took me about six to nine months for full recovery.
For full recovery, yeah. Pneumonia ain't nothing to play with, and then you have people that have double pneumonia. Mm-hmm. I'm like, double? The one not enough? Double. So pneumonia is nothing to play with. You know, none of this stuff is anything to play with because there's just so many things that we don't know. There's so many things that we don't know. And so you don't play with any of it. Amen.
Amen.
And so we want to pray for Pastor Joy, Amber's pastor, and Amber. And Amber. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you, we bless you and we thank you for another day. We thank you for allowing us to lift up your name with praise and worship. We thank you, Lord, for entering into our lives and healing and deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us according to your amazing will. We thank you, Father. We're praying for Pastor Joey. We thank you, Lord, for allowing him to be discharged from the hospital. And now we're praying for a complete recovery. We're praying, Lord, that you would heal him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We're praying that you would renew his heart and his mind, continue to bless his understanding, move him in a position where he is unmovable, that he will stand where you planted him, and he will be all that you have called and created him to be. We're asking for complete healing, not just over him, but over his situation and over his family and over his atmosphere. We're even praying for the church that he pastors. We're praying healing and deliverance, that you will bring your people together for healing and deliverance. We thank you for your kindness, and your mercies, and we give you praise. We ask that if there is any sin, that you would remove it so that he will be all that you have called and created him to be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Keep us up to date, Amber, about Pastor Joey. Amen.
Melina is asking for prayer. She is in need of a new job as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And she's asking for prayer that God will reveal that.
Yeah.
That new job.
Amen. For those of you, we received a lot of requests and asked for assistance with a lot of things. And so those of you that are dealing with the pressures from the jobs, and I understand now that if you live on campus in certain colleges, you have to get it, right? Yeah, and so a lot of people are dealing with a lot of stuff, and so we just need to continue to pray. Listen, I know, I firmly believe, okay, you guys know about the 10 virgins and 5 wise and the 5 foolish, and then all 10 went to sleep, and then the king, the prince was coming, the groom was coming, and they all woke up. As the groom was coming, they all woke up, and 5 had oil and 5 didn't. I really believe that we are now in that pattern where the bride were asleep. In this instance, sleep does not mean sin or death. It just means, okay, I thought he was coming here, I thought he was coming there, he didn't come here, he didn't come there, but I know he's coming. So I'm gonna be prepared, and I'm just gonna go about my father's business, occupying until he comes, okay? I believe that's what he meant by sleep, right?
Amen.
All right, so I believe that we're in a position where we actually absolutely just don't know. And even our best guess is not accurate. Okay, because it's a hypothesis, it's an educated guess. We're going by the information that we receive from the word, and we're making our best guess at when we believe that the Lord is coming. In actuality, the Bible is true, we don't know. Okay, but we are constantly watching because we know that we are in that season. We're constantly watching because we know he is coming. And so I believe that the church is, I believe that we're in that place where we're just simply watching and waiting, and we're occupying. We're not somewhere hiding. We're not going back to where we used to be, not turning our backs on God. We're pressing forward. And we're continuing our commission, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, living right before the world so the world will see a light so that they too will know how to get to Christ. That's, I believe in my soul, that's where we are. Okay? So, those of you that are looking for jobs, those of you that are having issues, having to take things and do all this stuff, stay focused. You are supposed to work. You are supposed to go to school. You are supposed to plan your vacation. You are supposed to, live life. You are supposed to do what's necessary, knowing that God may interrupt your plans at any moment. As a matter of fact, I'm banking on it. And so you don't stop living because you're waiting for Christ to come. You dig deeper into Christ while you're watching, and because the Bible says watch and pray, while we're watching and waiting for Christ to come, you don't get loose, you get tighter. Amen. And I think a lot of people, good morning, Pastor Drea, a lot of people fall off the boat. Well, he didn't come yet, so let me just do my thing. No, your thing died when you accepted Christ. You don't have a thing anymore, okay? If you got a thing, your thing is Christ. Christ should be your thing. You need to make sure that you are digging deep. You're like, anybody ever see an eagle when they swoop down and they scoop up a rabbit? Because them eagle's claws are like that. And they soar up in the air and they got that catch in them claws. That catch is in them claws. That, whatever they caught, it ain't going nowhere. It's in there. And even if it did get loose, the eagle can swoop down again. Y'all follow what I'm saying? This is where we need to be in Christ. We need to make sure that we are holding on to Christ like never before, and we are never, ever going to let him go. And even though it didn't happen Tuesday when I wanted, or it didn't happen Thursday when I wanted it, and it didn't happen last week when I wanted it, I know it's still going to happen. Just because I don't know the day don't mean that there isn't a day. And so we want you to continue to be about your Father's business in faith. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, what's the young lady's name that's looking for the job?
Melina,
and all those that are searching for jobs because it's been threatened by the enemy. All those that are trying to provide for their families because their things have been interrupted by the enemy. All those that are looking and are still trying to maintain while we are watching and waiting for you. Father, we're praying for jobs. We're praying for doors to be open. We're praying for windows to be open. We're praying for provisions to be made for your people. Father, we're praying, Father, that you would continually give them or give us grace, continue to give us favor, and continue to give us mercy, because you are aware of the atmosphere and the situations that we're in. And we're asking, Father, that you would continue to watch over each of us. Father, what's her name? Melina?
Melina.
Melina needs a job. Good morning, Pastor Drea.
Good morning.
Melina needs a job. And Father, I know you know her you know the perfect position for her. You know the perfect place. You know the perfect tool for her to use to get what you have promised her. Father, we're asking that you would reveal to her and that you would move in her atmosphere so that she will receive what she needs. We're praying for all of your people, all the people that are in need of jobs, all your people that are in need of a place to stay, all of your people that are in need of transportation, all of your people that have health needs, all of your people that are dealing with situations, spiritual matters in the home, all of your people. We're praying, Lord, for your people. In Jesus' name, we're requesting these prayers to be answered. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Did you get it?
No, I'll figure it out after prayer.
Okay.
Our next prayer is from Steph. Steph is asking for prayer for John.
Is that Uncle Steph?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just says Steph. John is a 75-year-old man with a wound on his leg that will not properly heal.
Mm.
He has poor circulation in his legs, and Steph is asking for John's complete healing.
Amen. Poor circulation in his legs. He's got a wound
that will not properly heal, and he has poor circulation.
Oh, wow. Okay. Steph, we're going to pray. What's his name?
John.
Steph, we're going to pray for John, but I would love to send John to leave. We've been sending out oils.
Really?
Yes. I would love to send out some oil and a Talit for John. I sent a whole crowd of stuff last week. Yeah. I would love to, if somehow we can get John's information, how we can get this to him. We don't charge for anything, not even postage. We don't charge for anything. I just believe that this might be something that John can use that might bless him. And so, but in the meantime, we want to pray for John. Anybody, man, in the...
She's in the bathroom.
Amen. Because, you know... Oh, okay. Amen. So we want to pray for John now. Hallelujah. 75 years old and a wound in his leg that won't heal and poor circulation. All right. God is King. He is the great King of Kings and the great Lord of Lords. God is not a great healer. God is the great healer. God is not a good God. God is the good God, and there is none like him. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for John, right? As we pray for John. Ooh, look at Pastor Drea taking a helm. Woohoo! As we pray for John, we're asking for a complete healing on his behalf. Father, as we pray for John, we're asking that you would speak to his body, that it would perform the way you created it. Father, as we pray over John, we're asking for complete healing. Father, as we pray over John, we're asking that you would comfort him and heal his wound. Father, we know that you can. We know that you have all ability to conquer any. Father, this healing John, Father, is as simple as you saying, heal, and it is done. There is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing, and there is no place that you will not. We're asking, Father, that you would grant John favor in his healing, that you would touch his mind and his heart. We're asking, Father, that you would move on John's behalf. If there is any sin, we're asking that you would forgive him of any sin and any unrighteousness. If there's anything that is affecting this atmosphere, we're asking that you would deal with that atmosphere. If there's anything that needs to be changed, please heal John. Give him another testimony that he will understand and reconfirm that you are the only true, wise, and living God. We're praying for healing and deliverance and completed victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
And that prayer was not from Uncle Steph, but from Stephanie online.
Oh, Stephanie. Oh, did she text?
She did.
Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that. Because we have an Uncle Steph that's his, he uses Steph when he's communicating. And thank you for clearing that up, Stephanie. Amen. So we're praying for Stephanie and we're praying for complete healing over John. And Stephanie, thank you for asking for prayer for John, even though I am convinced that you have already been praying. It is nothing like having an orchestra, a choir of prayers going up before the Lord. Amen. I mean, God will hear the one prayer, but when God hears so many of his saints praying, so many of his saints praying over the same purpose, I believe that it bolds more attention. You know, it's like a symphony going up before God. And how could God not address that? Amen. 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 So thank God. And thank you, Stephanie. Amen. What you got?
Rob is asking for prayer for his wife.
Amen.
She works, I'm not going to mention the company's name, mm-hmm. but she works in the corporate office for the company. They're mandating.
Yeah.
And the wife applied for an exemption, a religious exemption, and they denied it.
Mm.
They denied her request and has given her until mid-February to take care of things, or she'll lose her job.
Okay.
Rob is on disability, and so he's unable to work because he has permanent nerve damage in his leg, and so his wife has been the main breadwinner.
Yes.
And he's taking care of their 6-month-old daughter.
6 months?
Yeah.
That's a baby.
So they're pretty stressed about the situation.
Yeah.
With her being the main caregiver, I mean, the main breadwinner.
Yeah.
Rob would like to move back to Illinois where the family is, but the wife does not want to leave.
Yeah.
And so he's just asking for prayer over her job, over their wisdom.
Yes.
That they will work together, you know, that they will come together in agreement on what they're going to do.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You see a salt prayer up today? Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Wow. And believe it or not, there are a lot of people that are dealing with similar situations. There are a lot of, good morning, G. There are a lot of people that are dealing job pressuring. And my hope is, of course, it's been my hope since I first heard it, but my hope is that we won't be here in February to have to deal with any of that. That's my hope, but I don't have any guarantees. I don't have any dates. I don't have anything. All I have is my hope.
Amen.
Amen. Because God's plan is the plan, and whatever my hope is, if it doesn't fall in line with God's plan, shoot the hope. Amen. My desire is that none of us will be here to have to deal with that. But of course, since we don't know that, we need to work with what we know. And so we're going to be praying. What's his name?
Rob.
We're going to be praying for Rob over his wife, their six-month-old baby, their situation, and the issues that they're dealing with. Because I believe the enemy uses stress as a weakening. You know, if I stress you out enough, I will bend you to conform to what I want done. Even though I can't change what God is doing, if I can bend you enough, I can get you to come out of agreement with God. Mm-hmm. And that way, I don't have everybody, but I got you. Mm-hmm. Amen? Yeah. And so the enemy uses stress as a weapon. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how long you've known Christ. If you are in a stressful situation and you don't see how you're getting out of it, it beats on the mind, it wears on the body, and it will bend a relationship to its breaking point. Amen, anybody?
Amen.
And so when you're dealing with stress, you must take that to God. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go directly to God. Because stress will kill relationships. It'll sever your relationship with God if you're not careful. It'll bust up your home. Stress kills. Stress literally kills people. Amen? Y'all understand? And so stress is not, oh, they just stress. It's no big deal. No, it's a big deal. Yeah. People commit suicide because of stress. Right? People make real stupid decisions because of stress. People do stuff that they ordinarily would not do because of stress. Because depending on the type of stress you have and whether or not you've been trained to deal with it or not on any level, you could just go bananas. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so we want to pray. We want to pray over John and his family, and that the Lord will intervene as they maneuver through this stressful situation. Did y'all hear me? As they maneuver through. Because you don't want to take a sleeping bag to stress. You want to maneuver through. You're not trying to camp out in a stressful lifestyle. You want to maneuver. You want God to maneuver you through it. Because it's like landmines. You don't know where the next bomb is. When you make a step, what do they call those? Landmines, right?
IEDs.
Oh, my goodness. IEDs. What are the cheapest and most dangerous and effective ways to kill? So we want to be praying for John and his family and anyone else that's dealing with
Rob and his family,
and anyone that's dealing with this type of thing. If any of you are dealing with this, no matter when you hear this prayer, I need you to follow me. I need you to stretch your hands this way. If you have any anointed oil, I need you to wash your hands first and then anoint your hands with oil if you have any. Stress, y'all need to understand me. Stress is a weapon that the enemy will use against you. It doesn't matter how long you've been walking with God. If you are not careful, the enemy will use the stress of your job, the stress of your home, the stress from school. He will use the stress to bend and eventually break. And we're praying that you would take this situation directly to the throne of God and ask God to, Lord, please deal with my stress. Lord, I can't deal with this, but I need you to deal with my stress. You understand the different things that I'm going through. You understand what I'm up against. I need you, Father, to deal with the stress. This is the type of prayer that you need to pray to God. Yes. You need to ask God, Lord, please, my desire is for you to take away this stress. But if you choose not to take all of this stress away, equip me to deal with effectively the stress that the enemy is trying to use against me.
Yes.
Amen. Father, teach me how to deal with the enemy who's trying to destroy me with the things that he set up.
Yes, Lord.
The enemy will set up the environment and then drag you into it and then try to make you a victim of the environment. Y'all stop. And then try to make you a victim of the environment. And then want to blame you for not being strong enough and make you feel guilty about not being able to. It's a setup. It's a setup. I'm telling you, it's a setup. You need to take it to God. You need to ask God, Lord, even if you don't deliver me from all of this, teach me, show me how to deal effectively with what I must deal with. In the name of Jesus. And you take this to God daily. You don't ask him once and then forget about it. You take it to God daily. Lord, help me. Lord, I need you to deal with me here. Lord, take care of this situation. Lord, I'm believing in the name of Jesus. And you keep praying that prayer. You pray it daily. You pray it morning, noon, and night. You pray as long as you need to. And then once you see that the Lord is breaking that atmosphere and the Lord has entered in and his presence, now you start rejoicing and thanking the Lord in advance for how he is taking care of the situation that you have found yourself in. And that's how you achieve your deliverance. You take it to God head first, fully, and give it all to God. You ask the Lord, whatever your decision is, fix my mind where I will accept your decision. Do y'all follow me? Because a lot of times we will ask God to do it, but then, oh well, Lord, I don't like the way you did that. You got a plan B? Y'all understand? But Lord, I didn't appreciate that at all. Lord, I need you to do something else. Or ask the Lord to fix it and then ask him to prepare you to accept whatever you choose. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
Because sometimes God's choice, believe it or not, is not our choice. Amen? Sometimes we think that God's going to give us, you know, this big mansion, you know, in Beverly Hills and, you know, a job, but not in the White House, but a job, well, not there either. Well, a really good job somewhere that ain't so bad, you know. And sometimes God is like, no, I'm not going to give you another car. I will give you a bus pass. You know, and sometimes God is like, you know, I'm not going to give you so and so. You need to spend some time by yourself.
Come on.
Amen. And sometimes, you know, you don't get what you want. Greg, would you get one of the tables out of the back and pull out there for Jasmine? Because I took her table. Sometimes the gift or God's response is not exactly what you had hoped for or pictured. But if God did it, that's what you need. If God prepared this deliverance for you, then that's the deliverance you need. Amen. Oh, Abigail, poor Abigail. All we need, all we're missing is the breath that come out of her mouth. The little. We're asking God to fix it. But you should ask God to prepare you for whatever choice he makes. Whether it is the same as yours or different from yours. If God did it, it's perfect. Because God can do no wrong. Right? And if God said, this is what you need, this is what you need. You don't have to understand it, you just have to obey it. When your three-year-old say, I don't want to eat that, it's like, dude, this is dinner. This is what you need. I don't want to take a, well, I don't want to say, I'm scared to say the word shot now. I don't want to take vitamins. You know, because kids need vitamins, you know, because I don't want to take the vitamin. You taking that vitamin. You need, you know, kids don't know. Good morning, Brenda. Kids don't always know what's best for them. And, but the parents do. Mm-hmm. And the parents are like, look, I know you don't like this, but, you know, shut up and open your mouth. That's how you do it. Amen. Well, that's how I do it. I don't know how everybody else do it. But. It has its moments. It has its moments. Sometimes it works, and sometimes I'm like, that wasn't a great idea either. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the family again.
Rob.
Rob's family, his wife, his awesome six-month-old daughter. 6 months old. They must be like this big. 6 months. That's when they're at their best. They don't talk back. Yep. Amen. They don't make demands. They smile. You're the funniest person on the planet, or funny looking, whatever makes them laugh. You know, you're the best of the best. And then when they grow up, all that changes. You know, so 6 months, that's a great age. 6 months, 1 year, 2 year. Oh, bellissimo, it's awesome. And then they turn into y'all. And so, amen. Amen. Father, we're praying for Rob and that family. Yes. We're praying for complete healing of the situation. We're praying for complete healing of the circumstances. We're praying for provisions. We're praying that every need is met. We're praying for healing. We're praying, Lord, that you would comfort them and secure them through this time. We're asking, Lord, that you would move on their behalf. And Lord, there are so many other believers that are dealing with these same type of situations. And we're asking, Lord, for your favor in their lives, in their walks. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's anything that's not like you, we condemn it. Lord, give them the victory. And Lord, so importantly, give them peace. Don't allow the enemy to break them with stress. Don't allow the enemy to bend them because of stress, but let them focus on the gospel and focus on that great day, yes, yes, and focus on the promise and focus on your glory and focus on what you're doing more so than what the enemy's doing, that they will be prepared and ready in that great day. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Amen and amen. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. How many more do we have?
Two more.
We have two more. Is anything online? I saw Drea writing
there,
a lot.
There are, and I'll go through them. But we want to make sure we leave room for
communion. Yeah, we good.
Shelly, she's been suffering from headaches and body pains and exhaustion for weeks now.
Really?
She's just asking for a prayer for healing.
Yes. Amen. Her name is Shelly?
Yes.
Amen. Shelly, you know, we're going to pray for that. But, you know, sometimes the cares of life will suck the life right out of you. Concerns about loved ones and family, not knowing from one day to the next what else is coming. And it can just, your body can only take so much before it starts being affected by what your mind is going through, before it starts becoming affected by the pressures of your atmosphere. And we don't, and I am, no one's more guilty than I, we don't always take the best care of our bodies so that they can withstand Amen. What's necessary. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And so sometimes it's not all physical, it's spiritual and mental. Because remember, the Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. If you are a believer of the Most High God, you are under attack 24 hours a day. Amen. If you are a believer of God, you are, the enemy even tries to enter into your dreams to attack you. If you are a believer, he will enter into your kids. He'll get in that car. He'll get into that spouse, that job, the neighbors. He'll send cockroaches in there just to bug you. He'll send little mice in there just to annoy you. I mean, whatever it takes. Y'all think I'm joking? I ain't kidding. Whatever it takes. You could be as clean as the Board of Health and have cockroaches from somebody else's apartment running in yours. And the enemy will do that just to annoy you. Just to break your concentration. He's cheap like that.
Yep.
He'll do little cheap, cheesy things. He doesn't care as long as it works. He'll spend as much money as they can print in the basement, if that works, or he'll stoop to the lowest form, and he has no morals. He has no limits. He'll do whatever's necessary just to trip you up. Amen. And so we need to make sure that our spirit man is trying. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you don't have much joy, you ain't gonna have much strength. Well, where do I get the joy of the Lord? By, if you are a swimmer, well, you don't have to be a swimmer, but just imagine yourself on one of those things that you jump off of. No, you're on the pool, the
diving board.
Imagine yourself, right. You tell I'm not a swimmer, right? Imagine yourself on the diving board and imagine this big giant pool, okay? Which is where your help is. Good morning, Cora. And you see the enemy attacking at every hand, everywhere you look. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Everywhere you look, there's another problem. Everywhere you look. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning. Start with an E.
Emerson.
Amen. I told you, start with an E. Amen. And all the things that are headed your way. Imagine yourself on that diving board and you see it and the living water. You take yourself and you dive head first into the living water. And you let the living water deal with all the things that have attached itself to you and your situation. I'm trying to make a visual so people understand.
Yes, and you know.
Come here, don't be talking back there.
No, I was just thinking it because I was looking at the visual as you were speaking. And when you dive like that, the dive is cleaner when your head
mm-hmm.
is down.
Yes.
Straight focus. If you lift your head in the middle of that dive, it can cause a heavier splash.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Amen.
Come on with your bad self. Hey, the pain, and the pain. Right. Because when you hit a body of water at that kind of speed, it's like hitting a brick wall or a rock.
Yes.
Bam.
Exactly.
But if you hit it at the right angle and you hit straight. Amen. So that's what we need to focus on. You're on this diving board and you're being surrounded by all the cares of this life and you need to get rid of it. And so you need to focus on the water and you need to. No looking around, no looking up, no rubbernecking. Just forget about everything else and just take that dive. Amen. Is that a pretty good picture?
Yeah.
When you take that dive, you are completely submerged in God. Your thoughts are about God. Your desires and your future is based around the will of God. That's the way our lives are supposed to be anyway. I know church don't teach you that. I know they don't preach that. But your lives are supposed to be surrounded by the will of God anyway. Your whole life should be surrounded by God's will for your life. Your life should not be based on your job. It shouldn't be based on your kids. It shouldn't be based on your spouse. It should be based on Christ. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Not your job, not your school, not your family. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God will direct your path, but you have to allow him to do that. And when God makes a decision, you can't go back trying to change it. Lord, I don't like that, Lord. That's good. Yep, that's good. We'll use that as a backup, Lord. But what I really wanted was, he's not listening to you. That's stupid. That's dumb. He's not listening to that. He's like, well, when you get ready, when you're really ready, you come back to me. Amen?
Amen.
So let's pray for them. And Father, we're asking that Rob.
No, I'm praying for Shelly.
Shelly.
She's experiencing
the pain.
Pains.
And yeah. Father, we're asking that you would heal Shelly, that you would heal her in her mind, that you would bring her into the joy of, because she's a believer. She's a believer. So I don't want to say bring her into the joy of the Lord because she's already in the joy of the Lord. Want to increase her joy of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the more joy, the more strength. The less joy, less strength. You have to keep your mind focused on God. You know, sometimes you just have to praise God all by yourself. Sometimes you can't get around a bunch of, you can't wait till you get to church and pray. You need to make sure that you can praise God whether it's just when you're in a room full of people or it's just you. You should be able to praise God and to lift God up and to walk in Christ, and you're the only person in the room. That's a relationship. Yes. When you need to turn on the CD player and, you know, you got to bump up the speakers and have a crowd of people around you before you can give God some praise, you might want to rethink your position in Christ because you might have a problem. Amen. But if it's just you and you're just lifting up the name of Jesus just because of your relationship with him, that's where the Lord is able to increase your joy, where he's able to increase your strength, because your strength comes from God. Right? Your strength comes from God. Increase her joy. Increase her strength. Increase the energy that flows through her body. Give her what she needs to be what you have called and created her to be. Heal her, Lord. Give her the relief, the joy, the strength, and the power that she desperately needs. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good morning, Chrissy and company. How y'all doing? I saw you tipping in there. Amen.
Our last one is Janelle is asking for prayer for her father.
Yes.
Who passed out last night.
Yes.
And he'll be going to the doctor because they think it's something with his heart.
Praise God, he's going to the doctor. Amen. Hallelujah. Greg, I need you and Ryan to stand right here. You're going to stand in for Janelle's dad. Amen. What's his first name? I forget.
Gary.
Why did I want to say? That's okay. Amen. Their hands. Amen. We want to pray for Janelle. A lot of you guys know Janelle. She's over the member services, and she's very faithful, and she talks to everybody, and she helps everybody, and she does. Janelle is a very unique woman.
Yes.
And she's been with us for a long time. And she's a soldier showing up. I see a grandbaby, but I don't see the granddad. Where he at? Amen. What's up, pops? Amen, Brother Lloyd. And so we're praying for her father, that the Lord will be able to intervene on his behalf and with blessings and healing. Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, continues to believe, shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. His Gary.
Yes.
Gary. Amen. Hallelujah. And for the record, Janelle is getting so much better. She spent days at the beach now. I remember when she couldn't even walk down the stairs. And now she's walking and almost running and hanging out at the beach. So tell me God ain't good. Amen. I know a lot of you don't know the history behind Janelle, but I'm telling you, that's a big old deal. That's a ginormous deal. God is worthy of all praises, and we thank God for her recovery and her deliverance and her complete healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you're able. Hold hands right here. Father, we know that you're able, Gary. We know that you're able to heal Gary. Father, I know that you're able to put him in a position where he must talk to you. I know, Lord, that you are able to place him in an atmosphere where he can hear from you. I know, Father, that you are able to do these things and so much more. Father, we bless you and thank you for how he has blessed Janelle during these times, how he's been there for her, how he's helped her, how he's done things. Father, we thank you for them, their relationship becoming much closer. But Father, there is a spiritual need.
Yes, Lord.
Gary has a spiritual need, more so than his physical need. There is a spiritual need. And Father, we are praying in the name of Jesus that you would bring healing to both of those needs, that you would bring a resolution to both of those needs. Because, Father, that will bring him even closer to his daughter. Father, and it will save his soul. Father, touch his body. Help him to understand that he cannot do this without you. Father, answer our prayers. If there is any sin in his life, in his atmosphere, remove the sin. Forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness, Lord, and remove the things that affect his walk with you. Take him out of the atmosphere that promotes sin and put him in an atmosphere that acknowledges the greatness of the Most High God. Father, we know that you're able. We know that you have the power and the authority. We know, and we bless you in advance for your deliverance. We bless you in advance for your healing of all those that have asked for prayer. We thank you in advance for the joy and the power that you are pouring out on your people. We thank you, Lord, in advance for our celebration in heaven. We give you praise and we magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 I think we're about to go into communion now, right?
Yeah.
What?
We have one in-house.
Okay.
Brenda asked if you pray for her.
Yes. Ooh, yes, Lord. On camera, off. Amen. We're going to do that off camera. Amen. I want to pray for those. I need you to go ahead and get ready for communion, right?
Yes.
All right. I need you to go ahead and prepare for communion. If you don't have the wine or the juice, get some living water. Just go in the faucet, get you some fresh water, open up a bottle if you're in California and get you some water, because we don't drink that mess out the faucet. That's to forgive you. Open up a bottle of water if you're in California, West Coast, you know. And if you don't have the unleavened bread or the crackers or that the communion bread, get you just a piece of bread, because God is the bread of life. Amen. And you got it. Amen. You don't have to be all fancy. God, this is not to be fancy. This is to keep you in remembrance of what the Lord did for you on the cross. This is to remind you of how great our God is. And he said, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. This is something that you must practice. This is something that God is commanding. This is something that we need to do. You need to do this. You need to show the way. It's like baptism. You're showing the world that you have given your life over to Christ. The water doesn't cleanse you. The Spirit of God cleanses you. And what you're doing is testifying to the world that I am now a believer in Christ. I have been buried, which is why we bury you. We take you all the way under the water. We baptize you under the water. You have been buried with Christ, and then you have been raised up with Christ. That's why we don't sprinkle you. That's not a baptism, because you have to be submerged in the water, completely covered, because your sins were completely covered and you were buried with Christ, completely buried, and then you were raised up. Amen. And you were raised up in Christ. So now you went in one way and you came out another way. That's why. And so communion, baptism, these are things that God has set in order for us to do to remind us of who we are in him and to show others who we are in him. Amen. Amen. So let me get my Bible. Let me go ahead and start reading while y'all doing that. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay, hold that for me for a minute. All right, so I'll be reading from Romans chapter 6. No, that's baptism. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Romans 6, 1 through 18, that's about baptism. Amen. Where I'm reading from now is in 1 Corinthians 23 through 32. What did I say?
You didn't give the chapter.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Man, what I want to do is I'm going to start at the 27th verse to help you understand why we're saying and doing what we do. So then, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. In other words, you will be just as guilty as the people that nailed him to the cross if you drink this and eat this in sin. Everybody catch that?
Amen.
If you take this communion and you know you have not asked for forgiveness, and you know you need forgiveness, you know you need to repent, and you take it anyway, unrepentant, You are just as guilty as the people that hung him on the cross. You are just as guilty as the ones that snatched the beard out of his face. You are just as guilty as the ones that spit in his face. You are just as guilty as the ones that mock not only Christ, but the apostles. You are just as guilty, and you're going to receive the same punishment. Does that put a light on it?
Sure.
So I don't know whether you're guilty or not, but you know, and God knows. If you are guilty and you need to repent, this is a great time to do it.
Amen.
This is why I'm reading this first. I don't want you to take it and then I read it. It's too late now. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Drea. Thank you. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves. And he said, you're doing this to yourself. If you're doing this in sin and whatever happens to you, that's on you. Because you could have repented before you took it. This is a holy ceremony, and you must honor it as such. I know a lot of churches just run right through it so they can get to the offering right quick. But we don't do that here. Hey, Brother Lloyd, am I right? They just blow right through it. That's not the way you do it here. Amen? But if we are more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Did everybody catch that? Mm-hmm. If you judge you, God won't have to judge you.
Amen.
If you look in the mirror and say, that ain't right, and that is certainly not right, God won't have to point it out. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. When the Lord judges you, when you spank your child or discipline your child prayerfully, you're doing it because you love them. And because you know if they don't change this behavior, you know what's waiting for them, right? And you're doing it so they'll stay safe. You're doing it because you care. And believe it or not, children, if you don't discipline that child knows something's missing. You don't have to admit it. I've seen it. That child knows when you haven't disciplined them. They're like, wow, I don't get disciplined about anything. I don't get spankings for anything. They don't yell at me for anything. Nothing. I can do whatever I want to do. The child doesn't really want to do whatever they want to do. It is in them to be taught. And when you don't teach them, they may not know what's wrong, but they know something's wrong. Amen.
Amen.
God is a parent. He is the ultimate parent. He wants to teach you. And if you still don't get it after he teaches you, then that's on you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So now let's go back up. For I received from the Lord, verse number 23, chapter 11 and 1 Corinthians. For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So we're doing this remembering God, remembering what he went through on that cross, remembering how they tortured him, remembering what he gave up, remembering why he came in the first place, and knowing that without what he did, I could not live. This is sacred, and you must take it in that manner. Amen?
Amen.
This is not lunch. This is not snack. This is not a break. This is a commandment from God. Can I have a piece of bread, please? Right here? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Oh, I see. Okay. Don't break it yet, because we want to be together on this. But just raise it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you and all of our loved ones and members online, we bless you for the sacrifice that you alone gave, that you willingly, knowingly came to earth to deliver us, knowing everything that would happen. and yet you came gladly with joy to give your life for my life. And B, I will bless you for what you've done. And I thank you. And forgive me of any sin or unrighteousness, that I will be found worthy when you call or when you come. We break this bread in honor of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, let us break together. And so shall we eat. This is my body. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new promise, or the new covenant, or the new contract in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus shed his blood, and he wants you to remember it. He gave his life, and he wants you to remember it. He gave something that no one else was willing or able to do, and he wants you to remember it. Not only remember it, he wants you to respect it, and he wants you to know, he said, and honor it. Sorry. He wants you to respect it and honor it.
Yes.
He told me, well, as soon as I missed the word honor, he said, and honor. He wants you to honor this, what he's done, because you could never do it.
Yes.
Even if I could do it, I wouldn't do it. There's a lot of people I've met, and ain't no way. You better find another way, because I'm not the one. Y'all understand?
Amen.
I mean, I love you, but I don't love you like that. You understand? I'm just being real. But God says, I love you like that. God knew that there were people going to hate him, and he did it anyway. He knew that people were going to disrespect him, and he did it anyway. God knew your name when he was on the cross.
Yes.
Why? How do you say that? Because God is all-knowing, right?
Yes.
Was he God on the cross?
Yes.
And if God is all-knowing, wouldn't he know every person that ever existed on the earth from beginning to end?
Yes.
So wouldn't that mean that he knew your name when he was on the cross?
Amen.
So he knew my sin before I was even born.
Amen.
And he says, I'm going to die for Ben's sins, because he's got a bunch of them. And if I don't, he's going straight to hell. So let me die for him now.
Amen. Yes.
Thousands of years ago, he died because he knew I was going to blow it.
Yeah.
He knew I was going to mess it up.
Amen.
And he said, besides, there's a little something in him. I can use him for something.
Amen.
He says, there's a little spark. I can get something out of that. I can light a fire with that spark.
Amen.
God wants to use you, but you must honor and respect him.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood that you shed on the cross. We'll do anything to honor and respect your name, what you did, what you've done, what you're doing. Forgive us of any sins, any unrighteousness, anything that goes against you, that we will be found worthy when you come. We pray, Lord, that every believer of the body of Christ will take this, remembering, going through their mind, judging their actions, judging their own life, so that you will not have to judge them. We bless you, and we drink together in Jesus' name. Let us drink. And later on in the Bible, it says, and the rest I'll set in order when I come. Thank all of you in the name of Jesus for being with us. We give God praise, and we thank God for the ability to have service around the world, everybody watching at the same time. We're asking that you continue to keep us lifted up in prayer. Please send us your prayer requests. If you have anything that you need us to pray over, let us know. If you don't want it mentioned online, that's fine. Just tell us, please don't mention this online. If you don't want to give us your name, that's fine. We don't need your name. God knows who you are.
Amen.
Amen. We want to keep you lifted up, and we're praying that you keep us lifted up. In the cloud, come here, Brother Lloyd, say it real nice and loud.
In the clouds or in the crowd?
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.